Blog Talk Radio.
This episode of Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio is brought to you by the Martial Arts History Museum and the Dragon Fest Martial Arts Convention. All right, this is Rosita and Robert from Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com, and we are here at Dragon Fest. We're only about 5 minutes before the opening of the doors, and we have a crowd out here. Let's hear it from the crowd. Awesome. Now, we got, like, people buying tickets over here. We got people already with tickets over here. Now, this is Bob. I'm Rusty. Check out blogtalkradio.com. Look up Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio. We always have the best martial arts talk show forums, the whole nine yards. But what we're out here for is we've got some shirts. We've got some shirts from Traditions. And let's take a look at some of these shirts. We've got this cool shirt with a dragon on it. Now, we're not going to be giving these away. We don't have a t-shirt gun. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing a trivia contest. So anybody that wants one of these shirts, how many are we doing today, Bob? Okay. So, actually, how about we hold up the shirts so we can hear from the crowd which one they want to actually do the contest on right now. What about this one? Oh, look. This would fit me, but that's about it. No? No? Okay. Let's look at the next one. We're going to hold up shirts to see which one you guys would be interested in doing the trivia contest for.
Now, remember, if you win a shirt, they don't fit, take it to the Traditions booth, and they will trade it in for you.
Okay. Let's look at the red one. The red one looks good. Let's see what we got here. Oh. Anybody want to? You think so? Okay. We're going to. This trivia question is going to be for this red shirt for Traditions. All right. So, y'all know that groups of animals have a name, right? You know, like a murder of crows, right? I want to know what a group of frogs is called. First hand that goes up. No. Okay. So, first hand that goes up, you can use it. I'll be nice. You can, like, actually pull out your smartphone. Google it. What is a group of frogs called? Yes. No. A group of frogs. What is a group of frogs called? Yes, sir. No, sir. Sorry, strike to you. The frogettes. And we had someone say that they were frogettes. What is a group of frogs called? First hand that goes up with the correct answer gets the cool red shirt for Traditions from Traditions. Yes. A knot! Give them a shirt! Right on!
In Hong Kong, what is a wife allowed to do to her adulterous husband? First one with the correct answer was the shirt. Over, according to Hong Kong law. What can a wife do to an adulterous husband? What? Wrong. What? Nope. Wrong. Turn up. What? Divorce him? No, not quite. Go a little more extreme. More extreme. More extreme reading. Thank you very much. Way to go. That was it. But you can't do that over here. Thank you so much. Inside. We're giving away stress balls. We're going to have free raffles. Stop on by.
All right. We are live LoveTalkRadio.com at Dragon Fest. Woo! This place is already packed. Me and Sifu Bob just got done doing a crowd warm-up, giving away some shirts from Traditions, and now we're inside and it's getting crazy up in here. So what do you think, Bob, so far?
So far, it's amazing. It's been open 5 minutes and this place is packed. In an hour, it's going to be jammed.
We've got Hunchy Dana Abbott with us. I wish we had like Google Hangouts so we can actually get you on camera. So what do you think?
Hey, it's really, really nice. They've stepped on my feet 3 or 4 times already. That's how crowded it is.
I had to double check to see if you were wearing Tommy. Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Now, I understand you were at the USA Martial Arts Hall of Fame and drove all the way here from there, correct?
Well, it wasn't all the way here, only a 3-hour drive from San Diego, but nevertheless, yes. Well, after the fires, the traffic was a little slower.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Down south, remember?
That's right, there are fires, right?
Yes.
Well, we are lucky to be next door to Shihan Dana Abbott's Summarized Sports Table, so if you're in Burbank or L.A. and can get down here, you can only get, this isn't going to be a live show, so we're going to try to get out this, me and Bob are going to try to get out this soundbite live. I'm going to do that here in a couple minutes. And that way we can see if we can get some L.A. and Burbank people out here. So it'll be great. Awesome. We'll talk to you again in a little bit.
Well, good afternoon. This is Bob. We're live at Dragon Fest. I am here with Soki Takabota. Soki, what do you think? You've been at the old Dragon Fest, correct? What do you think about what's going on today?
It is, of course, my house closed anyway. So, and Matsuda, my friend, then I come to here. But the long time ago, not a memory, long time ago, same idea. But today, really good, and Burbank, best idea.
Good job,
Hope it continues every year.
Yeah. Great.
Well, that was Grandmaster Takabota live at Dragon Fest. This is Bob, and I am live at Dragon Fest with Sifu Rashida de Jesus. Now, I'm standing next to James Liu, longtime stuntman, longtime actor. James, you were around at the old Dragon Fest. What do you think of the new Dragon Fest today? What do you think about the event?
Well, I think it's a long time coming for this to come back. I believe it's 10 years.
Yes, sir.
That's way too long to have our martial art family to get together to you know. I get to see you. I don't get out much now.
We see each other like every 5 years. It's fun when somebody introduces you to an old friend that you already know. What's going on now? How's your career? Because you've been around a long time.
I've been around a long, long time. And I have to say, which is unbelievable. I'm busier now than ever. I've been very blessed, and that's all I can say. I'm just grateful.
Now, you know, I remember you from the 80s doing the A-Team, doing all these shows. I remember you getting your butt kicked by Steve Urkel. I remember those shows, man. But you're busier now. What are you doing? Are you more in front of the camera and behind the camera? What are you doing?
Well, yeah, and you're right. My real claim to fame was always that I've been beaten up by everybody, you name it. But now I'm been fortunate enough to segue more into stunt coordinating, fight coordinating, doing second unit directing. I've done actually first unit directing, so I love that part. So,
you know, I remember, and you're probably the only guy that ever got beaten up by Amanda Bynes. I remember that scene, too. I was watching when my kid loved Disney. Now, you and I discussed it a long time ago. You had really long hair, but you were being typecast. Are you going to keep the hair short, but are you going to go in front anymore, ever?
Yeah, you know what? I have to say it's so much fun playing in front of camera still. A couple times I get to do it here and there, and to me it's less worry, because when you're coordinating, you have to really think of what's coming up next and make sure nobody gets hurt. And then you go home, you still have to do your homework to be ready, prepared for the next day. And so when I get to just go to the set and play, it's It's like a vacation.
Now, we've been doing a big push for the martial arts kid, and I understand you're coordinating that. How's that working more? Because you're into big budget stuff. How is it working on more of an independent?
I enjoy doing everything and anything, from big movies, small movies. A lot of times in the small movies, there's a great advantage because then your communication is closer to the director or the actors instead of all these layers and of suits you have to go through. And also, you know, when it's for, like, family, my martial art family, that's totally different. It's for the love of my work.
That's true, because you're with Cynthia, you're with Don, you're with all these old friends,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and you know, and I've known Don a long time. Don has always been there to help me, and I'm always fortunate to give a little payback.
Now, somebody was just whispering in my ear. Tell us about the time you had to wear the tutu to fight.
Oh, I think that was John Crane.
No, I saw
it, that tongue was pretty fast, so I don't know if that was whispering, but all kidding aside, the tutu and a pink tutu was on a Hewlett-Packard commercial way back.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, way back in the day, and John was on it, just a bunch of Stuart Kwan, and Gerald Okamura. But this one sequence, we had to all be dressed in pink tutus and do some martial arts and try to be very respectful and traditional still.
good luck with that. Well, this is Bob and Reseda live at Dragon Fest with the man himself, James Liu. Reseda, back to you.
All right, Bob. Sounds like you're having a good time out in the crowd. I think we're going to go ahead and switch places here in a little bit. I'm going to be talking to the Pacific Association of Women's Martial Artists here in just a little bit. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. Let's see. Can we get over here? All right, I'm making my way through the crowd. All right. All right, I'm here at the PAMA booth here at Dragon Fest, the Pacific Association of Women's Martial Artists, and I am here with Erin Huey, one of the people that's manning the PAMA booth, and I've got Michelle Manu also manning the booth. So I'm going to start with Erin. Erin, this is your first time manning a booth at a big convention such as Dragon Fest, and I think this is the first convention booth for PAMA on its own. So, wow, what do you think of the convention so far?
I'm really impressed with it. I really am grateful that we do have people from the general public coming in, looking at different arts and looking for studios. We've had about a dozen women now come up to us and not knowing the organization existed, and we've had also some gentlemen approach us wanting to learn if their women instructors can come to our annual camp and teach. So far, I think this has been a really big boon for our organization, getting our message out and getting our name out there to the general public.
Wow, very cool. And over here at the PAMA booth, we've got all sorts of T-shirts that we're giving out for raffle. We've got information about this year's camp. The raffle looks like it's going really good. I'd like to talk a little bit to Michelle Manu. What do you think of Dragon Fest so far?
I think it's fantastic. I mean, it just keeps getting busier and busier. I mean, the physical temperature has changed dramatically in the last hour. Celebrities laced throughout the crowds. All skill levels are here. All different types of styles and countries represented. I think it's a fan. I've run into a couple old friends, which is wonderful. This gentleman passing right here was a sumo on Game Show Network for dodgeball, and I played a security guard, an armed and dangerous.
Wow, so like small world, huh?
A completely small world. So we were able to take a photo together and catch up, and so there's just amazing people laced throughout. I mean, it's a small world, the martial arts community.
Yeah, well, this is wonderful. Thanks for talking with us, and looks like Erin's busy, too, talking to women. So this is Reseda de Jesus live Dragon Fest. Back to you, Bob.
Now what? Yay. My dad was famous. Now what?
Right, I understand. And we you know, we do put a lot of burden on him because we're considering him a pioneer, which he was. He was a man with passion, just like you are with art. And like your father was with Elvis Presley, and a musician, that may be his hero, not anymore. You know, he's been gone like 40 years.
Sure.
Sensei, I really do appreciate your time. This is Bob Deal, live from Dragon Fest. Back to you.
Hey, Bob, it seems like the audio wasn't working too well on that interview with Master Ed Parker Jr. The audio was cutting in and out, and we managed to get the last 20 seconds of that audio with Master Ed Parker. Sorry about that. So how about we do this? Can you see if we could get Sifu Rob Moses on the mic, please?
Good afternoon, this is Bob, and it is Restita De Jesus live from Dragon Fest, and I'm standing here with Sifu Rob Moses. Sifu, they just opened the doors. What do you think about the event? I know you and I talked, you haven't been here a long time, but what do you think so far?
It's got a lot of good energy. I'm thrilled to be here. Nice to see old familiar faces, a lot of love and respect in the air. It's a fascinating place to be. I highly recommend you come on down.
Oh, very good. We also recommend you come on down. We'll be here all day. Try the veal. Sifu, do you find out that you're running into a lot of people, a lot of faces you haven't seen for years and years?
Yeah, very much so. It's quite delightful. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Well, this is Bob and Restita live from Dragon Fest with Sifu Rob Moses. Restita, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I'm going to try to make it through to the Whipping Willow Association booth. It's crowded in here. But hang tight, and I'll get there in a little bit, so hang on. Okay, I'm going to be talking here in a little bit to Sifu Antoine Alferos of the Whipping Willow Association. Okay, so I'm going to switch over to the unidirectional mic.
All right, now I understand that you have a board of advisors, and can you tell us a little bit about how the board of advisors works together to make your organization unique?
Well, the board of advisors are made up of many different senior-ranked martial artists from different styles and systems from all over. If you took all the members of our board advisors in the years of history, we're almost 1,000 years of history just in our boards of advisors. And what that brings to the table is these people don't do martial arts. They are martial arts. They live it. They, you know, part of what we try to get people to understand is martial arts is a lifestyle. It's not a gi we put on or a belt we wear, but it's part of who we are, and it affects all our decisions and our character. If it's taught correctly, it has an impact on your being, your character, you know. And so that's the thing that we embrace in the association. Many of us have been around for so many years. We've seen the good. We've seen the bad. And what we try to do is make sure we don't go in the direction of the bad, and we try to get more of the good. We try to give back to the participants. You know, one of the things is a custom that is really unique to us is at the end of any of our gatherings that instead of the students saluting us first, the board of advisors and the teachers will salute the students, because we understand that what makes us important is them. Their willingness to train and follow us is what gives us our importance in this world.
Excellent.
Three,
thank
two,
you so much
one.
For joining us, Master.
All right,
Alferos,
this is Restita with Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio here at Dragon Fest. So far, it's been a whirlwind day, and I'm sitting here with Antoine Alferos of the Whipping Willow Association. What do you think of Dragon Fest so far?
I think Michael Masuda and the museum has done a great job of bringing back a piece of history. It's good. I used to attend all the time when Gerald Okamura did the Dragon Fest, and this is coming up to touch on a lot of that old history. There's a lot of people here that remember it from the good days.
Yeah, and, you know, Dragon Fest had been gone for almost 10 years. And, you know, to see this starting to happen again, granted, it's starting a little bit smaller from what everyone's saying, you know. But I figure, you know, 10 years gone, you know, and we're really glad that you're here and the Whipping Willow Association is. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Whipping Willow Association?
Sure. By the way, the last time the Dragon Fest happened, for a lot of you guys that are movie buffs, the movie Last Samurai had just hit the theaters, and some of the cast from the movie had actually did a demo at Dragon Fest. And that kind of gives you an idea of how long ago it was.
Right.
Yeah. But the Whipping Willow Association is a organization that helps perpetuate the historical side of martial arts. It doesn't have any style or system. It is our mission statement is that we seek out the similarities and not focus on the differences. You know, we easily say that we only have two arms and two legs. There's only so many ways we can move. And the only thing that really changes is probably our language we speak or some of the customs from the country we come from. But in regards to everything else, we're pretty much the same.
Very cool.
And that was Sifu Antoine Alfero of the Whipping Willow Association. Back to you, Bob.
Good afternoon. This is Bob Enristina live at Dragon Fest with the legendary Master Bill Ryazaki. Master Bill, you've been around for quite a while, and you've been to the other Dragon Fest. You and I used to run into each other at March Madness. What do you think about this event so far?
Oh, my God. It's, you know, it's coming back. It is a great feeling because you know, it was down for a long time, and then now it's back, and oh, I love it. And it's great. It's great for everybody, you know, everybody in the martial arts, and it's great for us because we see all the people that, you know, we haven't seen for a long time. So,
right now, you've been around a while. It must be like old home week with for you. You've known some of these people for a long time, and they're like coming back to see old friends again.
Exactly, and I was just telling some friends. You know, like, you know, I still do stunts and stuff. So I go to auditions and everything, and every once in a while it says, Bill Ryazaki, isn't he a legend? Is he still alive?
I never say that. Oh, my God.
And then I really
people forget, though, sir, that you were around with Bruce Lee in the day. You have a picture in your dojo of you standing next to Bruce.
Yeah.
A true legend, sir, and it was an honor to have you in my life. It's an honor. This is Bob live at Dragon Fest with the legendary Master Bill Ryazaki. Thank you so much, Sensei. Back to you, Rusty.
All right. Thanks, Bob. It's just jam-packed over here. I'm over here next to the booth for Samurai Sports and Hanshi Dana Abbott. So it's everyone's checking out his wares over there. Sifu Carl Totten is also near us, and everyone's getting some autographed pictures and some books from Sifu Totten and stuff like that. We're looking, from my viewpoint, we've got basically a nice viewpoint of the whole venue, and this place is packed. I know that, I don't know what the final count is over here, but you can rest assured there's a lot of people. Now, we're going to be here until 7 p.m., so we are broadcasting live. If you are in the L.A. Burbank area, martial artists or not, you should come by and check out Dragon Fest. Meet your favorite martial arts celebrities and vendors. Get some cool stuff over here. So, anyway, stay tuned as we get to some more great interviews and looking around on Dragon Fest.
I am here with William Christopher Ford from the Kazon Dojo. William, did you ever go to the old Dragon Fest?
Actually, I did not. This is the first time I've actually had the experience, and I'm really happy to be here.
Now, it just started. What do you think so far? Have you been around yet, or is this your first
row?
Well, I'm making the rounds right now, and I've run into a few people that I already know, T.J. Storm, Gerald Okamura, and a few others. So Mr. John Crang standing next to me, you, Seifu DeJesus. So, you know, I might as well go home now, you know. I met Master Ken. He took a picture with me. It was awesome.
Oh,
you know?
He's already here?
He's already here.
We'll have to get him on the air. Well, this is Bob live at Dragon Fest with Seifu Ristita de Jesus and Sensei William Christopher Ford live from Dragon Fest. Now back to you.
All right. This is Ristita, and Bob is on the floor right now, so we're going to get to Bob here in a second. But I'm here with Matthew Ziff, one of the actors in the new movie, The Martial Arts Kid. How you doing, Matthew?
I'm good. How you doing?
Really good. Now, can you tell our listeners just a little bit about how you got involved in the project, The Martial Arts Kid?
All right. Yeah, I met Don and Jim a while back, good friends, and we said, hey, let's work on something. And then when Martial Arts Kid came around, they said, hey, we got a movie we want you to come in and read for. Came in, read for it, got cast as Bo Whitlaw, the bully, one of the main characters. Yeah, so I'm one of the big bad bully in the movie. So it's going to be fun.
Wow. Now, is this type of role for you, is this different for you? Or, you know, are you typecast as a bully?
No, you know, it's actually a first. I usually play the good guy or the best friend or stuff like that. So getting to play the bully is a nice change. So it should be pretty fun.
Awesome. So when do you guys start filming?
I think we start the June 7th or 6th or 7th. So we're starting really soon, a couple days, really.
Yeah, that is soon. And, you know, Bob and I, when we heard about the movie from James, we're really excited. We're really glad that you're on. And we're really glad that you're on, too. I've got Matthew's mom here with us. And I hope to get a sound bite with you here in a little bit. But we look forward to seeing you in The Martial Arts Kid. And we'd like to have you guys on the show again after filming, if that's possible.
Of course. Thank you. Really love to be back on the show.
Awesome. And this is Ristita, and that was with Matthew Ziff. Back to you, Bob.
Good afternoon. We are live at Dragon Fest with me and Seifu Ristita. I am here with Lorraine Ziff, part of the Martial Arts Kids Project. Now, I know it's still in the early stages, Lorraine, so we're not going to get into your part too much, but how did you get involved with the project? You know, we've interviewed your son, Matthew. He's a nice, great kid. Wise above his years. He gave some great advice. How did you get involved?
We got involved a long time ago. First off, Matthew and I have done martial arts for a million years. Matthew's a second-degree black belt and a wrestler and everything. I'm a third-degree black belt. So we've done this for a really long time. As far as the project goes, there was talk about it for a little while, and Don the Dragon and Cynthia and a lot of the other folks were talking about making a movie against bullying, how to handle that, and to show a real aspect with the martial arts kids using real karate and martial arts and people across the board that could send a very positive message to young people, and I was on board.
Now, you're a martial artist yourself. You don't know a whole lot about your character, but are you going to use any martial arts within the movie that you know of?
I definitely will not be using martial arts in my character. From what I understand, I'm probably going to be working in a school. I'm probably going to be someone guiding the kids who are in trouble, as opposed to using any of the martial arts.
Okay, so you're going to be more like a school administrator? Very, very cool. What kind of arts did you study?
I studied Taekwondo for, well, I'm still doing it, but for a lot of years. I was going to give you a number, and then I thought better of it.
No, and your husband just gave me this look that I will kill you if you ask her how old she is, and I would never do that.
You're a gentleman.
Yeah, my wife may not agree with you. Well, thank you, Lorraine. This is Bob live from Dragon Fest. Back to you, Ristita.
All right, this is Ristita de Jesus, broadcasting live from Dragon Fest. And I'm sitting here with Master Mark Lawrence, Master Mark Lawrence of Filipino Martial Arts. Master Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Great to see you today. I'm enjoying Dragon Fest. It's great to be out here to see the original work that Gerald Kuma did and how it's rolled into a fundraiser for the museum. It's just amazing to see everybody come out here to support the museum and all the really neat things that are here for everybody to see. You know, I've got friends in from the Philippines, and I was telling them about this, and they're like, really? I said, yeah, you're about to go to the hub, literally like the center of the world for martial arts right here, right now.
Right, so are your friends here?
Right here, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, hello. Roger and his son, they're in from the Philippines.
So,
they've come all the way from Manila.
Wow.
And they're in visiting. So it was, I said, and it was his birthday yesterday. So I said, and he's also an Arnisador and a master. So I said, oh, you gotta come to Dragon Fest. And he's been meeting all kinds of people, taking pictures with stars. And he's like, I'm seeing all my Facebook buddies here.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. No, I don't have a booth. We decided we talked about having a booth, but for just this venue, I said not the first time. Mm-hmm. It's already pretty busy.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. Otherwise, I'd have my videos, my books, and my sticks out.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping you would have. Hopefully next year.
Yeah. Next year. Yeah. Next year. Yeah.
Plant that idea in your head.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah, we've got a total of 5 videos out now under EM3 Production. On our niece, they are a great compliment to anybody who is a practitioner of the martial arts. You can get something out. Everybody can get something out of them. That's EM3 took over masters on the production. I also have a book out now, The Basics of Filipino Martial Art. It's a concise edition. It's 100 pages. I've got that available for those who are at distance and like to read. And for those who like traditional handmade sticks, I still make custom Eskrima sticks. Out of furniture grade rattan, the best out there.
Yes.
And so those are available. And you can actually find me on Facebook under South Bay FMA Club. Or you can find me on the web on SouthBayFMAClub.com.
Awesome.
So great touching bases with you and seeing you.
I know. Great touching bases with you too. And definitely I'd love you on the show with your own episode, in your own interview, where we have like a little less crazy going on.
Well, it's great to stop in and see you. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of Dragon Fest.
Flash out.
And this is Restita from Dragon Fest. Back to you, Bob.
All right. And back to the headset. So, hey, Bob, do you know if Master Ken is done speaking over at the podium over there? If so, we have Master Ken on our lineup. So if you could see if he's willing to talk with us for a few moments, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah.
Dynamic Dojo.
Oh, yeah, great.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I understand you were at the USA Hall of Fame last night. How was that?
That was good. I managed to demote dozens of martial artists who have come to understand the power of Ameridote.
Very cool. Did you have a big old ceremony for them, or just do it in front of everybody and embarrass the hell out of them?
Yeah, no, they just hand me their belts, and they weep briefly as they understand that all the things they've been studying up until now are complete bullshit, and then we get them started on Ameridote.
Very cool. This is Bob live at Dragon Fest with Master Ken, and back to you, Rosita.
Oh, Master Ken, gotta love him. I would have wanted to see that promotion ceremony. I wonder if the Thrust of Freedom and the Kill Face are some of the things that they get tested on. Anyway, let me go ahead and see who else is on our list here, and I'll get back to you in a second, Bob. Oh, wait, Bob. Cheryl Wheeler is over here by John Crang's booth next to us, and let's see if we can get a word with Cheryl. Cheryl. Hi, Rosita from Dynamic Dojo. How are you? I was wondering if we could get a few words with you. Okay, great. I'm going to get my co-host Bob over here. Okay.
Good afternoon. I am live at Dragon Fest with the legendary, the beautiful Cheryl Wheeler, the absolute kickboxing champion. There's not enough good things I can say about her. Cheryl, you've been around a long time, not to say you're old, but you're not. You're beautiful. I'm honored to have you here. What do you think about the event?
Oh, I've never been to Dragon Fest before. I'm having so much fun. It's like old home week, you know, seeing everybody that I've known for years. Benny Urquidez, I've done quite a few films with him. We did the Lethal Weapons together, and, the Wilson brothers and Cynthia Rothrock, who I'm doing a project with right now. We're doing a film, Martial Arts Kid, yeah. I'm the co-producer, so it's my first time producing a movie, so I'm so excited. It's awesome.
So is this, now, we're doing a lot of promoting for the Martial Arts Kid on our show. Is this the first time you've been behind the camera, not in front of?
Yes. I mean, my whole career has been stunt work or, you know, bit acting parts, but mostly stunt work. And this is the first time I'm producing a movie. So it's been, you know, from start to finish, casting and figuring out what actors we want to use. And it's been a lot of fun. It's really, it's a little bit easier than stunts, too. A little easier on the body. You know?
Well, you don't get hurt as much, that's for sure. Now, you're also, from what I gather on Facebook, you're also a motivational speaker. Am I wrong?
Well, I am a nutritionist. So, and I co-own a company with my ex-husband named Genesis Pure. And we also own another company called Genesis Today. We market nutritional supplements. So it has been, you know, it has been a whole nother part of my life. So I'm a nutritionist, so I educate people on how to take care of themselves, how to clean up their act with their diet, and how to nurture their body with supplements. And as athletes, how to be the best you can be through nutritional supplements and lifestyle and diet. So it's been a lot of fun. I've been doing a lot of educating on that. So I guess that's kind of a self-improvement type thing. So I do speak about it.
That's very admirable. Now, I saw a photo on Facebook. It was so true. Why do we have an obese epidemic within the United States? They had a picture of a Big Mac for McDonald's, $1.99. Picture of a salad, $5. Big difference in today's economy. How would you go about changing that?
You know what? That's what we're trying to educate people on. It's too much bad fat. And really and truly, I think the crux of everything is sugar. You know, sugar, as much as we all like it, it's very addictive. And it's almost like it's a drug. And when people eat too much sugar, the whole science behind sugar is once your cells have enough to burn as energy, the more you eat and the cells haven't burned it as energy, it stores, it converts to fat, and it stores in the body. So what I try and teach people is that they got to cut back on the carbs, cut back on the sugar, and usually people that are struggling with weight, if they just cut back on the sugar and the bad fat, which is usually sugar and fat combined, they will lose weight. But so many people are addicted to the carbs and the sugar that it's a tough battle. It's all about education. It's kind of an uphill battle, but people are learning.
If I'm sure it's tough to educate. Look what we're giving away today. Bottles of jelly beans. So this woman now is no longer going to talk to us. But
you know what? I mean, it's not about being perfect either. I mean, you know, it's not about being perfect. It's just being a little more strategic, not having it three times a day plus in between meals, you know? If you're going to have sugar, have it as a treat and don't drink it, you know, four or five times a day through sodas. And it's just excess calories. It blows us up, you know? It's tough on the body, real acidic, you know, so.
Well, this is Bob. I am live at Dragon Fest with the lovely, beautiful Cheryl Wheeler, and we will promise you we will get her as a guest on our show. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining
us.
Thank
you so much, Cheryl. Oops, and I cut your mic, Bob. I'm sorry about that. And that was Cheryl Wheeler, one of my motivations for martial arts in the 1980s. Thank you so much, Cheryl. All right, Bob, who else do we got on the boards here? Let me take a look. All right, Sifu, Doug Wong is on our list here.
Good afternoon, I'm live at Dragon Fest. I'm standing next to Sifu Douglas Wong. Sifu Wong, you've been around Dragon Fest for years now. You know, it's been out for 10 years. What do you think about this event today?
This is a very good event for Michael, especially his first one. And has a nice turnout, a lot of good mix of people here, varies everything. You got a little display of everything, writers, actors, everything, but it's a real nice turnout.
That's wonderful. Now, what I love is, really, even though he's got authors, he's got, you know, writers, everything else, they're all part of the martial arts community, no matter what. How are your sales doing, or what are you doing in with Dragon Fest today?
Right now I have a bunch of T-shirts that for sale on from my White Lotus system, and also on Sammo Hung. And the sales been very good. So we're having a good time here, seeing a lot of my old friends from the original Dragon Fest. You know, it's been 10 years since we had any, and we did 9 years with Jerry Okamura, so I was there for the very first one. So it's great to be back here and see that it's redone again by Michael Masuda for the History Museum.
That is so cool, because that seems to be the common denominator. It's Old Home Week. You see people you haven't seen for years. This is Bob. We're live at Dragon Fest with Sifu Douglas Wong. I'm out. Take it back.
Okie dokie. How about, it doesn't look like Shihan Allen Woodman is too busy at his booth right now. I know he was showing Aaron from Pama some of his Hojo Jutsu, but could you go over there and see if we can get a few words with him? Hey, Bob, turn on your Voxer. Give me a countdown when you're ready for Shihan Allen.
Good afternoon. We are live with at Dragon Fest with Alan Woodman. Alan, you've been around for a long time. Were you at the original Dragon Fest?
I actually was at the original Dragon Fest. I was doing the Masters in Action event back in 1994, 95, 96, 97, and I had Gerald came every single year. And Cynthia Rothrock and Don Wilson, everybody came to the event. It was actually really the first ever convention for martial arts. Nobody had ever done it before. And there was no tournaments involved. It was all seminars, and there was a dinner at a couple of them, and then got away with the dinner, but then we just gave out awards to the visiting people who were teaching seminars only and stuff, and we did that. And then I stopped in 97. And then in 98, Gerald did his Dragon Fest event. He liked the format so much, he ended up doing Dragon Fest, and that lasted 9 years. And then he on to, you know, other things and other projects. And then Michael and I, when we were talking originally about 3 years ago when I came back from Japan, Michael and I were talking about it. I said, hey, I'm going to come on the West Coast, and I have some books. I'll do a book signing at the museum, get some people, you know, to come to the museum. And he goes, you know, I was thinking about doing something like that, and we ended up calling it the Book Fest, and that was the prelude to what he wanted to build to, which was 3 years later, the Dragon Fest, which he reignited. So it's a fantastic thing.
Well, and it was really funny, Alan, because 4 months ago, when he was really going, spearheading this whole thing, yeah, he wanted it at the museum.
Yeah.
And 4 days later, it ends up at the hotel.
Yeah, it's too big. Too big.
It
couldn't be held.
Well, what do you... This would never... This would have never happened,
insane.
Matt.
This is all this. This is such an amazing. I think we got over 1,000. I know the fire code is only for like 250, so we're pretty packed in here. But
we are.
I didn't actually say that online. But anyway.
No. I hope the fire marshal wasn't listening.
He was listening.
But this is an amazing event. But what do you think it compares to? Because the original Dragon Fest is different than this Dragon Fest. What do you think?
It really is. I think, you know, there's really no comparison. Gerald had his own flavor and his own take. The Dragon Fest had lots of great people, a lot more movie people, you know, and martial artists than the Hollywood industry people. And I think what Mike has done is he's kind of infused both those. He's got the Hollywood makeup artists like and artists like Paul Wee, and he's got the people with the martial arts game inventor, the lineage game inventor. And then he's got all of the Hollywood people on top of that, and then he's got the real martial artists on top of that, and then he even invites me. So, you know, I feel
I know,
great.
He even invited you, even though he has a real martial artist here.
I know, exactly.
And the thing is with Paul Wee,
and
even though he's
a real martial artist?
You know, I can't think of any right now.
But no, even though Paul Wee is the head artist on The Simpsons, he was one of Doug Wong's students.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's I think really currently now, martial arts is just really ingrained in part of the American culture now.
Right.
And I think there's some tangent in everybody's life now. They either did it when they were a kid or a teen, or they're actively doing it now as a way to keep fit, or they want it for a self-protection device for themselves. But, you know, it's just part of our American culture now, and I think that's really what the museum really kind of takes focus on, is how martial arts history has honestly become part of American culture and American history. So it's a fascinating merge, and I love it.
Absolutely. Well, this is Bob Deal live at Dragon Fest with Sensei Alan Woodman. Back to you, Restita.
Thanks, Bob. Sounds like you had a great time talking with Shihan Allen. And while you were over there, I had the chance to meet with Lou Dwyer, the big name behind a lot of the MMA fights and stuff like that. We've been Facebook friends for quite a while, and she came over here and she said, "Hey, Restita, it's about time I met you in person. Now I can put the voice to the face." So that was very cool of Lou Dwyer to come by and say hello. But stay tuned, everyone. We're going to be interviewing some other great martial artists, some other great celebrities, and look at some of the vendors and stuff. So don't go away, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Restita De Jesus.
And I'm Robert Deal.
We're the founders of the Seika Network on blogtalkradio.com.
And we've got some great events that we'd like to share with you.
On July 6th through the 11th, 2014, the International Tai Chi Chuan Symposium will present an exciting event where 5 Tai Chi Grandmasters, each representing the traditional Chen, Yang, Wu Hao, Wu, and Sun styles of Tai Chi, will share their knowledge and skills. Tai Chi practitioners from all levels, including beginners, will benefit from this opportunity to learn and practice directly with the Grandmasters. The 5 masters that will be teaching at this event are Chen Zhenlei, Yang Jun, Zhang Zhenshan, Ma Hailong, and Sun Yongtian. You don't even have to be an experienced Tai Chi practitioner to attend. Whether you're a health promotion planner, healthcare provider, personal trainer, martial artist, physical education instructor, or school administrator, all are welcome to attend. Don't miss this opportunity to train directly under the masters. For more information to register for Directly from the Source, just go to www.taichisymposium.com, or you can email info@taichisymposium.com.
All right, and we are back. If you're just now tuning in, this is Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio with Restita and Robert, and we are broadcasting live at the Dragon Fest convention. It's May 18th, and so far it's just been an incredible, incredible event. Really crowded in here, lots of great martial arts personalities and teachers and vendors with great wares. In fact, I'm going to see about grabbing myself a training knife over at the Whipping Willow Association booth over there. So let's get on with some more interviews. Bob, I think we've got... Oh, hold on a sec. Let me check my list here as to who we got. Hold on. Daryl Vidal. I saw Daryl in April around here earlier. Let's see if we can grab Daryl. And for you listeners out there that aren't familiar with Daryl Vidal, Daryl is the person responsible for the famous crane kick in the original Karate Kid movie. He was the stunt double for Pat Morita on the beach scene where Mr. Miyagi is practicing the crane kick on the beach on a stump. And he was also actually alive. Alive. Of course he's alive. He was actually a live actor, not just a stunt double, in the actual tournament scene. So, Bob, let's go ahead and see if we can find Daryl.
Good afternoon. This is Bob and Restita De Jesus. We are live at Dragon Fest. It's been a long time since Dragon Fest has been in existence. I am standing here with Sensei Daryl Vidal from the original Karate Kid movie. Daryl, this is your first time at Dragon Fest. What do you think?
This is packed. I can't believe how many people and how many famous martial artists are here. It is like a reunion.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people that you knew back in the day that are here today. Who do you think the most influential person on you that happens to be here today?
Oh, wow, that's a tough question. But Solomon Kyle Waller, who is a great tournament promoter that I used to compete in his tournament for many years. Unfortunately, he's not here, but he looks like he has a table here, and I think he's sick or has his leg hurt. And then Gerald Nakamura, he was one of the first stunt coordinators I met with the Karate Kid, you know, 30-plus years ago, and he looks great. And, of course, John Saxon's here from the Enter the Dragon, and so that's great. And then you're here.
You know, that's what everybody said. Everybody's trying to suck up to me. We've already interviewed you. You don't need to suck up anymore. thank you so much, Sensei. We are live at Dragon Fest. Rusty, back to you.
Sucking up. Oh, I love Daryl to death. And April, too. I just want to do a quick shout-out to April Vidal. She did have a show on our network called The Bucket List, and she has it out on hiatus for right now. She's taking a little rest, but we hope to have her back really soon. Love you, April. Love you, Daryl. And happy birthday, by the way, Daryl. All right. I think next on our list here is Master Jason Velez. So let's see if you can find Jason. And I'm sorry, bro, that I'm not out there doing more interviews, but I really want to watch the audio while you're doing it, because as you know, we've been having that trouble with the mics and stuff like that. So anyway, let's go find Jason Velez. Now, while Bob is going to find Master Velez, I want to put a shout-out out there to Michael Matsuda of the Martial Arts History Museum. Without the museum, this comeback of the Dragon Fest would not be possible. Michael has been working so hard for quite a while now to bring this event back, and his goal is to make it as big as the original. And me and Bob would really love to see that. So, Bob, if you can hear me, I need you to put on your Voxer. I don't hear you. I have to get a hold of you somehow. Put on your Voxer. So anyway, thank you, Michael, for bringing this event back to the forefront. And let's hope that this becomes the biggest martial arts convention on the West Coast, if not in the United States. All right, it looks like Bob has caught up with Master Jason Velez. So over to you, Bob.
We are live at Dragon Fest. I am standing here with Sifu Jason Velez out of Las Vegas. Jason, being your first time here, what do you think about the show?
I think it's great. I'm really impressed with everything I see and meeting a lot of important and famous people.
Are you running into anybody you've known for like years? Because you've been around a while. You're like us. You're getting a little up there, you know?
I'm getting up there, mate. Yes, I am.
So you've recognized a lot of people. Who is the most influential person that you've come across here today?
Sifu Wong.
Okay. Doug Wong.
Doug Wong, who I haven't seen in years. And I've seen John Craig. And just a few others. I just walked in, but I'm already seeing a lot of faces. Art Camacho.
We've got the Ninja Turtles. We've got some really big celebrities here. Tradition shirts. We've got James Wilson, Don's older brother.
Yes.
Cynthia Rothrock, of course. Cheryl Wheeler's here. I know I'm missing some because we are just
and it's going to get busy here. This is Bob and Restita live at Dragon Fest with Seafood Jason Velez. We're out.
All righty. Thanks, Bob, and thank you so much, Seafood Jason Velez. All right, we're getting pretty close to the top of our slated broadcast hour. This is not going to be a full two-hour broadcast since it's pretty crazy in here right now, and it's going to be pretty hard to do 2 hours because we'd really like to go around and talk to people ourselves also and browse some booths. But last but not least, let's go to Sifu Bob again while he's making his way over to Mr. Paul Wee's booth. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with Mr. Wee, he is the person that's responsible for the drawings, the cartoons, so to speak, of the Simpsons series. So the character of Homer and Marge and Bart were all drawn by Mr. Wee. So I'm waiting to hear back from Bob to tell me that he is over at Mr. Wee's booth. And when we're ready with that, we'll go ahead and shift the audio over to Bob.
Are we live?
Okay.
This is Bob with the Dynamic Dojo. I'm with Restita DeJesus live at Dragon Fest, and I am standing in front of Paul Wee, one of the lead artists for the TV show The Simpsons, and also a very fine martial artist under Wong Sifu, Douglas Wong. Paul, you were at the old Dragon Fest. What do you think about the new Dragon? I'm not going to say new and improved because I love Gerald. What do you think about this event?
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's about time that it came back. And I love the fact that it was really crowded in here. I think people were waiting for the return of Dragon Fest.
You know, I think you're right, and it was crowded. There was times when you couldn't walk down the aisles without running into somebody. Tell us what you were doing today. I see books. Were you drawing for people? What were you doing here?
Well, I'm selling my self-published books and artwork, and I was also doing some sketches.
Okay, you were doing sketches, just people wanting sketches. Were you doing the characters? Were you doing other sketches? Do you do anything other than The Simpsons?
Well, I do Simpsons as my day job, but my self-published stuff, paintings, sketches, cartoons, you know, everything that kind of doesn't look like Simpsons. So it's a balance, because I don't draw like Simpsons for my own style, but my personal style is much more varied.
Is it something that you draw so often that if somebody says, draw Homer, I'm not saying you get irritated, but is it something that says, no, I want to expand myself?
Well, if somebody asks me to draw Homer, I'm happy to do it. I've been doing it for 25 years, so it's almost muscle reflex. But when people ask me to draw other things, I'm more than happy.
Now, are The Simpsons the only cartoon, or do you do cartoons in your own? Did you do it in your self-published book, or are they mostly stills, artwork, paintings, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I do my own stuff. I love to do monsters, superheroes, all kinds of cartooning, caricatures. I like to, as an artist, I like to keep myself varied and interested. So I do all types of stuff. I sculpt, I teach music, you know, and I do my paintings.
Now, when it comes to the martial arts, did you study anything other than White Lotus? And also, you said you run a half marathon, so you're running 0.1 miles. So you like to stay in shape, but did you study anything other than White Lotus?
Well, when I was a kid, I studied karate and all that stuff. But when I got older, I'm Chinese, so I wanted to study the art of my heritage. So I looked all over the city, and I found White Lotus, you know, Master Wong's school, and it just felt at home. So I went in there and studied for years and years and years.
Very cool. And one thing about Sifu's school is it's very diversified. They teach the internal arts as well as some of the external, but it's all soft. I saw Sifu Doug Wong perform at Top My Wong's tournament. I mean, he's slapping the crap out of somebody. Just slapping him. Well, Paul, I really want to thank you, sir. This is Bob. I'm live at Dragon Fest with Sifu Restita. Take it back, Restita.
All righty. Thanks, Bob. And thank you, Mr. Paul Wee, the artist behind the Simpsons characters. We are getting really close to the end of our one-hour broadcast. And, you know, Bob, what I just realized is so hard is listening to live interview audio in my headset and trying to talk to people when they come to the booth and not look like I'm crazy while I'm talking to them. But anyway, I think I faked it really well. Alrighty, so listeners, next week, next Sunday, there will not be a live show. It's my mom's 80th birthday party, and I'm not going to miss it. So this particular broadcast is going to be aired again. So for anyone that missed our broadcast here live here at Dragon Fest, you can listen to the full show next Sunday at 6 p.m. on the Seika Network on Blog Talk Radio. So if there's anyone out there that are not fans of the Dynamic Dojo radio show, just go to Facebook and look up Dynamic Dojo Radio Show, and you'll find our page there, and you'll find a link to this show, and listen in. We're also syndicated through iTunes, and you can download any of our episodes, including this one, and listen to it at any time. So this is Rosita and Robert signing out live from Dragon Fest. We'll see everyone next time. Bye-bye now. And now, some walkie-talkie craziness behind the scenes.
I can't hear you. I can hear you. Yeah, I've got it running right now.
He should be done in a second. He's just talking. Say that again.
But when you get to him, just say so, so I can like make sure I can mark.
He's walking towards me right now. I've been trying to nail him.
Talk into the mic. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Test, 1, 2. 1, 2.
All right, can you hear me okay? Test. Recent test. I lost Aaron. I don't know what happened.
3, 2, 1. We're live.
We're still waiting, so hold on.
Oh my.
Can you still hear me okay through the mic? Can you hear me on Voxer? Can you hear me on Voxer? Voxer. Hello.
I definitely want to hit up Bill Riyasaki. I'm about it. Parker, can you hear me?
The audio is really staticky. Turn it off and turn it back on. It's still staticky. That's a little better. Yeah, let me come over there.